This is Law Enforcement Today Show. I'm John J. Wiley. I'm not the type of guy who watches dash cam videos or body camera videos. They find them very disturbing. They get my adrenaline up, and I get very upset. So I was like reluctant, but I said I had to do this. I shed a few tears listening to your audio. I got upset. Part of me, the police part of me, was like, God, get there. Joining us from the Fort Worth, Texas area, we have Police Officer Matt Pierce from the Fort Worth Police Department. You were referred to me by one of our very first interviews we did, Houston Gas. Great guy. Him and his wife, Jessica, did an interview with us for a long time ago. Folks, if you've never heard the interview with Houston Gas, he survived a shotgun blast through the face and just an exceptional man, an incredible story of courageous recovery. By the way, Houston said to me, you got to interview Matt Pierce. He said he's a beast.
Well, I think that's a little aggressive. I'm just a guy that's probably a little too stubborn to die. We'll go with that.
I read some articles about what you went through.
Yeah, March 15, 2016 was the day I was injured at work. Yep.
Injured at work is an understatement. let's just say this. You were shot multiple times. You had severe life-threatening injuries. You had a very, very minimal chance of survival from the doctors at the time, and yet you are here alive to tell us about it. And on top of that, you're back to work as a full-time, full-duty police officer. That's an amazing story. This is a very delicate, difficult conversation for me to have, and I'm sure it is for you. And part of the reason why, we're going to talk about Teresa, her life now. We're going to talk about her husband, Charles Condack Jr., police officer, was killed in the line of duty, was murdered. And even after all these years of being a police officer, being retired, being in radio, doing interviews, I still never quite know what to say or how to say it. So it's just awkward.
It is. It's a little awkward for me, too, because I'm still introduced sometimes as Charlie's wife or Charlie's widow. So it's just a really awkward place to be.
From Australia. Sean, thanks for joining us on Law Enforcement Today Show. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Jay. Pleasure being here. Really been looking forward to it.
A lot of what we think are uniquely American experiences with law enforcement officers are not. That they are worldwide. And now let's play role reversal. Chris, you've got a young man or woman that wants to get in a relationship, a serious relationship, falling in love with a law enforcement officer. What's your advice to them?
Well, I would just, gosh.
Not easy, is it?
No.
It's tough. And I'm glad that you are willing to talk about it, because it's so difficult to talk about.
It is, but I would just tell them to support their loved one.